Hey, folks, welcome back. Todd Zwillig with you. And we have a healthcare story now from Washington that's gotten a lot less attention than fights over the Affordable Care Act. The fiscal year ends tomorrow at midnight. And at that point, funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, it's also called CHIP, is going to expire. Now, it's clear now that Congress is going to miss that deadline and that the spending authorization for CHIP will lapse. Now, we should be clear. It doesn't mean that money for the program is going to dry up right away. There's plenty of support from Republicans and Democrats for the CHIP program. It was created back in the 90s to provide health coverage to 9 million children from low-income families across the country. So lawmakers are promising that CHIP will be reauthorized, but let's face it, Congress is not functioning well these days. And there's plenty of anxiety in states that are more vulnerable to funding cuts that Congress might not get it right. Julie Rovner is chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News, and she joins me now. Julie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Julie, let's start with the basics. What exactly does CHIP do, and who does it cover?
Well, CHIP was created in 1997, so it's 20 years old this year, to provide health insurance to children and families who make too much money to afford Medicaid, but basically too little money to afford private health insurance. It was supposed to be a gap filler, and it has become a gap filler. It now, as you mentioned, covers about 9 million children. The uninsured rate for children is in the very low single digits. I mean, it's been one of these huge bipartisan successes. It was bipartisan at the beginning. It was originally paid for with the tobacco tax. It is a very popular and quite successful program that's operating in all 50 states.
So if Congress, though, is going to allow this deadline to expire midnight on October 1st, like I mentioned, why doesn't that mean that funding dries up right away?
Well, states are given a lump sum and they're allowed to spend it over the fiscal year, and most of the states have money left over. But that doesn't mean that nothing will happen. There have been two different surveys. One of them found that three states would run out of money before the end of the year, but another one found out that 10 states could run out of money before the end of the year. And even if they don't run out of money, they have to do things when the authority technically lapses, like it's about to do, like start to wind down the programs, send families notices that their children are about to be cut off, freeze enrollment, change the enrollment mechanism. Remember, we're about to have the open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, and there are people who, if they apply and turn out to be eligible for CHIP, would get put into CHIP. So it's not as kind of a benign delay as a lot of people are saying.
So it sounds like even if the funding from Congress doesn't dry up, on the ground with people with their coverage for their children could face a lot of confusion and anxiety. They get a notice in the mail by law saying your kid could be cut off, even if senators are saying that won't happen. That's scary.
It is scary. And, you know, states are going to have to spend a lot of money because technically by law, they have to start winding down these programs, even though everybody assumes that the money is eventually going to be there. And I haven't heard anybody, even the most conservative Republicans, say that the money isn't eventually going to be there.
All right. So there's a lot of reassurance then coming from across the political spectrum in Congress. Pretty rare these days, Julie, given how dysfunctional things are. What's the promise from congressional leaders, House and Senate, or the leaders on this issue, that they're going to get this done? What are they saying?
Well, the Senate Finance Committee announced a couple of weeks ago that they'd come to a bipartisan deal on a CHIP bill. We haven't seen it, you know, they haven't passed it through the committee yet, so it hasn't gone to the floor yet. But we know that they've agreed to extend the program for 5 years, which was something that advocates wanted. There was a big chunk of extra money for CHIP in the Affordable Care Act. Everybody assumed that would be temporary, but they would phase it down rather than cut it off all at once. So, I mean, it's a real compromise here. Frankly, Republicans are in this situation because 2 years ago, the last time they reauthorized the program, Republicans insisted on only reauthorizing it for 2 years instead of the four that Democrats had wanted. And that's why we're right back here where we were.
Well, let's go back to that thing you mentioned about the Affordable Care Act, Julie Rovner, because you mentioned there was an expansion of CHIP inside the ACA. We've seen all of these fights over Obamacare and lawmakers, Republicans, fighting to repeal it, committed to repeal. There's expanded coverage that covered a lot of kids in Obamacare. What happens to that expanded coverage now? Do some kids get cut off?
Well, they got about a 23% increase in the Affordable Care Act. It was interesting. There was quite a debate when the Affordable Care Act was being passed about whether CHIP would be continued at all. They were saying, well, you know, we're going to expand Medicaid and then we're going to have these subsidies for people to buy private insurance. Why do we even need the CHIP program? And I think at the last minute they decided to keep it. And I think now a lot of people are glad, at least a lot of people who support the program are glad that they did, because in many states, CHIP is either an add-on to the Medicaid program or it's a freestanding children's program. And it is more functional, if you will, than many of the Affordable Care Act plans. But there was that extra money. It was always intended to be temporary. Of course, states now get used to having the money. So I think the hope was that it would phase down gradually. And that seems to be, at least in the Senate, what's happening. We're hearing that we're going to see text on Monday in the House. We don't know what they've come up with. We're not sure how bipartisan that is. I should mention that renewing CHIP, which has now happened, I think, 3 or 4 times since it was passed, has been contentious. Everybody agrees on continuing the program, but Democrats and Republicans don't always agree on what it should look like going forward.
All right. So it looks like Congress is going to get this done, as you say, Julie Robner. You mentioned a minute or two ago they used to fund this with tobacco taxes. Hey, put a surcharge on cigarettes. That's great. You get money coming in. Give it to children's health care. And if cigarettes are more expensive, maybe kids, everybody else will smoke less. Did it work? And are they going to do that this time?
Yes, it was sort of a win-win, but this time they're going to need to come up with other money for complicated budget reasons, or other money, too.
And have they decided how they're going to pay for it?
No, they have not. And that's obviously always the last thing that ends up hanging out when we're trying to, you know, do a big expensive program in Congress.
Congress has been debating the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. They've been debating taxes, tax cuts for corporations, and behind the scenes, a debate over health care for 9 million children from low-income families. Senators, lawmakers are promising that the CHIP program will be reauthorized, probably without a surcharge on cigarettes this time around, but nobody knows for sure. Julie Robner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, great having you.
Nice to be here.